Chicago has a well-deserved reputation for its public art. Winter weather can be dreary here, keeping some people inside, but it reflects well on the city that many people flock to its museums and parks in spite of the cold to see such works as Cloud Gate by Indian-born British artist Anish Kapoor. Nearby, visitors can see a constantly changing, colorful world in ice. This work by Canadian artist Gordon Halloran is called Paintings Below Zero, and it's part of Millennium Park's Museum of Modern Ice program. Dorothy Coyle is Chicago's Director of Tourism.
So far, we've had a great response from the public, kids and adults coming through. Lots of people holding up their cell phones, taking photographs and their digital cameras, and it's become a great photo op.
I think it's cool how, like, the ice is all different colors and stuff, and how she carved it, and how it's all different shapes. I just think it's really cool.
You think in the art world, mostly, like, everything in the art world been done before, like every pose, every apple been painted, everything's been done, but then you see this.
I am an impressionist painter. I'm into color and shapes, and to imagine that somebody could do this with ice and to conceive of it and execute it like that, that's amazing.
Akesh Goyal, a native of India who works in a nearby building, was lured down for a closer look.
It's absolutely stunning, beautiful artwork.
If temperatures should rise, the artwork is kept frozen by a coolant piped into the display's aluminum frame. When an overnight frost obscures the facade, workers burn it off to reveal the colors. But this work of art never stays the same for long in any case, according to Dorothy Coyle.
It does look different from one day to the next. It looks different from, you know, when you're close up to it versus far away, during the day versus at night. So it's really a fun thing to come back and see it multiple times.
And let's face it. The weather in Chicago is never so bad that it can't get worse. But even when the snow is falling, Chicagoans go outside to enjoy their city's parks and artistic attractions. Greg Blakus, VOA News, Chicago.